海森堡向我吐露了他的秘密。
He revealed his secrets to me.
随后他说出了一句话。
Then he said a sentence.
至今无人能够解释这个人。
So far, no one has been able to explain this person.
我的学生完成了科学史上最非凡的发现之一。
My student has made one of the most remarkable discoveries in scientific history.
他证明了在现实最深层的结构中。
He proved that in the deepest structure of reality,
确定性本身是不可能的。
Certainty is impossible.
你永远不可能知道。
You will never know.
一切宇宙不允许。
Nothing is allowed in the universe.
而后在某个夜晚
Then on a certain night
在被占领的哥本哈根
In the occupied Copenhagen
他成了自己发现的活生生的例证
He became his own living example
在黑暗中的一座公园里
In a park in the dark
在四周尽是德国士兵的情况下
In the face of overwhelming German forces
他对我说了一些话
He said some words to me.
而八十年过去
And 80 years have passed.
没有人
No one.
无论是历史学家
Whether historians.
物理学家甚至连当时在场的我们两人能够确定它真正的含义
Even physicists couldn't determine his true meaning.
那位证明确定性不存在的人
The person who proved that determinism does not exist
反而成了物理史上最大的谜团
became the biggest mystery in the history of physics
而我是唯一的见证者
and I am the only witness
我叫尼尔斯·波尔
my name is Niels Bohr
这是那个故事
this is the story
但若要理解那一夜
but to understand that night
他对我所说的话
He said something to me.
你必须先理解我们共同建立的体系。
You must first understand the system we have jointly established.
以及他所发现
And he discovered that.
足以改变一切的东西。
The thing that can change everything.
我第一次见到维尔纳·海森堡。
I first met Werner Heisenberg.
是在1922年
In 1922
他20岁
He is 20 years old
我36岁
I am 36 years old
他来哥廷根听我的一场讲座
He came to Groningen to listen to my lecture
会后当众站起来质疑我其中一个计算他是对的
After the meeting, I stood up and questioned one of the calculations he made.
而我是错的。
I was wrong.
我当即意识到这个年轻人将彻底改变物理学。
I immediately realized that this young man would completely change physics.
我邀请他来到哥本哈根。
I invited him to Copenhagen.
他于1924年来到这里。
He came here in 1924.
接下来的几年
In the following years.
他几乎住在我的研究所里。
He practically lived in my lab.
我们每天沿着港口散步。
We walk along the harbor every day.
穿过公园。
Walk through the park.
走过古老的教堂。
Walk through the ancient church.
我们为物理争论数小时
We argued about physics for hours
有时直到凌晨两三点
Sometimes until 2 or 3 in the morning
我的妻子玛格丽特会给我们送来咖啡
My wife Margaret will bring us coffee
劝我们去休息
Encourage us to rest
但我们从不听从她与我而言
But we never listened to him.
几乎如同儿子。
Almost like a son.
这并非轻率之言。
This is not a casual remark.
我自己有六个儿子。
I have 6 sons.
但维尔纳拥有一种我在任何年轻物理学家身上从未见过的特质。
But Werner possessed a quality that I had never seen in any young physicist.
他的思维方式与众不同。
His way of thinking is different.
多数物理学家是逐步构建论证。
Most physicists build their arguments step by step.
如同一砖一瓦。
Like bricks and mortar.
而维尔纳是跳跃式的。
And Werner is jumping.
他往往在尚未明白路径之前已然抵达答案。
He often arrives at the answer before he even understands the path.
随后再花上数周时间。
Subsequently, it took several weeks to cultivate the flowers.
从终点向后搭建阶梯。
Build the staircase from the end.
使我们得以跟随。我们不断争论。
This allows us to follow our ongoing debates.
关于物理，关于诠释，关于其终极意义。
Regarding physics, regarding its interpretation, regarding its ultimate meaning.
有些夜晚争论几乎让他落泪。
He almost cried during our arguments every night.
我逼迫他，他反击。
I forced him to retaliate.
我。正是在这种张力之中诞生了我们任何一人单独都无法创造的成果。量子力学的根基。
It was in this tension that the foundations of quantum mechanics, which no one could create alone, were born.
正是在这些争论中。
It was in these debates that.
这些散步中。
Among these.
这些深夜中建立起来的。
These were built during the night.
当玛格丽特早已放弃劝说而入睡。
When Margaret had already given up trying to persuade him.
而我们仍在凌晨三点踱步于房间之中。
And we were still pacing back and forth in the room at 3 o'clock in the morning.
两个头脑试图理解一个拒绝被理解的宇宙。
Two minds are trying to understand a universe that refuses to be understood.
1925年
1925
年仅23岁的他创立了矩阵力学。
At the age of 23, he founded matrix mechanics.
一种全新物理学的数学基础。
A new physics, its mathematical foundation.
但使他不朽的并非此事。
But what made him immortal was not this.
1927年
In 1927,
他提出了一项动摇现实根基的发现。他
He made a groundbreaking discovery that shook the scientific community.
称之为不确定性原理。
Is called the principle of uncertainty.
其表述简单。
Its description is simple.
然而其含义却具有毁灭。
However, its meaning is destructive.
你无法同时精确地知道一个粒子的位置与动量。
You cannot accurately know the position and quantity of a specific example.
你对其中一者测量的越精确。
The more precise the measurements are.
另一者就越发难以把握。
The other one is becoming increasingly difficult to grasp.
这并非仪器的局限，也不是技术进步可以解决的问题。
This is not a limitation of the instrument, but a problem that can be solved by technological progress.
它是宇宙的法则。
It has a cosmic scale.
则现实本身拒绝。
Therefore, the current situation is that it refuses to be present.
被完全认知。
Completely exist.
在维尔纳之前。
Before Werner.
物理学家相信。
Physicists believe that.
只要你足够聪明。
As long as you are smart enough.
仪器足够精密。
The instruments are precise enough.
你就能知晓一个系统的一切。
You can know everything about a system.
每一个位置。
Every position.
每一个速度。
Every speed.
每一个未来状态。
Each future state.
宇宙被视为一座钟。
The universe is seen as a clock.
表只要读懂齿轮
Read and understand the gears.
便可预测一切
Everything can be predicted.
而维尔纳证明
And Werner proved that
这座钟表根本不存在在最深层次宇宙并非机器
This clock doesn't exist in the deepest level of the universe. It's not a machine.
而是一团可能性的
Instead, it could be a matter of potential.
云，无论测量多么完美
And the test is perfect.
都无法将这团云彻底摊
I can't completely disable this cloud.
说总有某些东西永远处于未知之中
There are always some things that will remain unknown.
中，请想一想
Think about it.
这意味着什么
What does this mean?
坐在我对面的那个人证明了宇宙内在地设定了确定性的极限。
The person sitting across from me demonstrated the inherent limits of determinism in the universe.
有些事物之不可知
Some things are unknowable.
并非源于我们的愚钝
Not from our own perspective.
而是现实结构本身的禁令
Instead, it is the prohibition of the structure itself.
我之所以告诉你
That's why I told you.
这些是为了让你理解接下来发生的事情
These are to help you understand what will happen next.
因为那个证明不确定性必然存在的人即将走进我的家
Because the person who insists that there must be uncertainty in the proof is about to enter my house.
对我说出一段极端不确定的话语。
Tell me something that is extremely uncertain.
并使我们二人余生都为之困扰。
And it will trouble us both for the rest of our lives.
我于1922年获得诺贝尔奖。
I won the Nobel Prize in 1922.
他于1932年获此殊荣。
He was awarded this honor in 1932.
我们不仅是同事
We are not just colleagues.
更是这场物理学史上最深刻革命的共同缔造者。
He was also one of the key figures in this most profound revolution in physics.
随后
Subsequently,
希特勒上台犹太物理学家被逐出大学
When Hitler came to power, Jewish physicists were expelled from universities.
爱因斯坦逃离马克思波恩
Einstein escaped from Marxton.
出走无数卓越的头脑
Many brilliant minds have left.
散落世界各地
Scattered around the world.
而维尔纳留下了
And Werner left.
他说
He said,
他要在体制内部守护德国物理
He will safeguard German physics within the system.
我理解他的理由
I understand his reasons.
但并不赞同我未曾预料的是
But what I didn't expect was,
这段经历将如何改变
How will this experience change?
他1939年核裂变被发现至1941年
He discovered nuclear fission from 1959 to 1941.
维尔纳已领导德国的铀研究计划
Werner has led Germany's oil research program.
他的团队首次获得了反应堆中中子倍增的证据链式反应不再只是理论
His team has for the first time obtained evidence of neutron multiplication in a reactor which means that chain reaction is no longer just theory
他明白
He understood
这意味着什么
What does this mean?
正如我也明白
As I also understand,
自1940年4月起
since April 1940,
丹麦已被占领
Denmark has been occupied.
我的母亲是犹太人
My mother is Jewish.
我受到监视
I am being monitored.
然后维尔纳来到了哥本哈根。
Then Werner came to Copenhagen.
接下来发生的事儿。
What happened next?
正是我讲述这个故事的原因。
That's why I wanted to tell this story.
他于1941年9月15日抵达，他来访三次。
He arrived on September 15, 1941 for his third visit.
第一次会面尚算愉快。
The first meeting was quite pleasant.
片刻之间仿佛回到了旧日时光。
In a blink of an eye, it was as if time had gone back.
但在两次会面之间的一场会议上，
In a meeting between the two meetings,
他公开表达了对德国将赢得战争。
He publicly expressed his belief that Germany would win the war. Indeed,
信我的同事们震惊不已。
I was shocked by my colleagues.
随后是第二次会面改变一切的。
The second meeting changed everything.
那一次，我们走到公园中。
That time, we walked to the park.
那是一个九月的夜晚。
It was a night in September.
空气微凉。
The air is cool.
我们并肩而行。
We walked side by side.
如同过去千百次那样。
Just as it has been in the past.
但这一次，
But this time,
他是带着某种信息而来。
He came with some information.
我能感觉到从他的步态，
I can tell from his gait.
从他紧绷的肩膀，
From his tense shoulders.
从他压低的声音，
From his low voice.
他谨慎地开口，
He spoke cautiously.
他说，
He said,
物理学家有责任思考自身工作的可能后果。
Physicists have a responsibility to consider the potential consequences of their work.
他说，
He said,
在德国，关于铀的军事应用正在进行研究。
The military applications of oil in Germany are being studied.
我没有回应。
I didn't respond.
我在等待。
I am waiting.
因为我知道他不可能在盖世太保监视之下穿越占领区。
Because I know he couldn't be under the surveillance of Gestapo while crossing occupied territory.
仅仅为了抽象的讨论责任。
Just for abstract discussion of responsibility.
然后他说了一句话。
Then he said a sentence.
我将其理解为一种宣告。
I understand it as a declaration.
在他的领导下，
Under his leadership,
一切工作都在推进这些武器的研制。
All work is focused on the development of these weapons.
他掌握全部细节。
He has mastered all the details.
这项研究，
This study,
足以改变战争的走向。
Enough to change the course of the war.
我停下了脚步。
I stopped.
那个证明你无法知晓一切的人。
The one who proves that you cannot know everything.
此刻正在对我说些什么。
What is he saying to me right now?
而我却无法判断他的真正意图。
But I can't tell his true intentions.
他是在忏悔。
He was confessing.
在警告。
In warning.
在威胁。
In threat.
是在寻求赦免。
Seeking forgiveness.
在炫耀。
In showing off.
在恳求。他自己的原理正凝视着我。
His principle was staring at me.
我越试图测量他的言辞。
The more I tried to measure his words.
他的意图就越发滑脱。
His intentions became increasingly inappropriate.
就像量子世界中的粒子。
Like particles in the quantum world.
我能听见位置，那些字句本身。
I can hear the words themselves and their place.
但动量、其方向、其目的却无法被锁定。
However, the directionand purpose of momentum cannot be determined.
我听得越精确，理解。
The more accurately I understand,
反而越少。
On the contrary, it's getting less.
我看着他，却无法判断他是在为希特勒打造史上最具毁灭性的武器。
I watched him, but I couldn't tell if he was building the most destructive weapon in history for Hitler.
还是在试图阻止他的诞生。
Trying to prevent his birth.
他究竟是来招募
？Is he really here to recruit?
我还是来警告我
？I'm just warning you.
我无从知晓我所挚爱视若亲子的那个人。
I don't know who my beloved is.
究竟是否已堕为怪物
？Is it really a monster to fall?
亦或他是我此生所知最勇敢之人
？Or perhaps he is the bravest person I have ever known.
冒着被处决的风险，在黑暗中向昔日的导师低声传递真相。
Whispering the truth to his former mentor in the dark, risking execution.
亦或并非如此。
Perhaps not.
这正是长久困扰我的问题。
This is exactly the problem that has been bothering me for a long time.
或许他试图表达的恰恰是我所听见之意的反面。
Perhaps he was trying to express the opposite of what I heard.
或许
Maybe.
他所选择的言辞并非他真正想说的内容。
The words he chose were not the words he truly wanted to say.
因为有些话他无法直言，不在此地。
Because some things he couldn't say directly in this place.
不在此刻。
Not at this moment.
更不可能在百米之外布满德国士兵的情况下说出
It is even more unlikely that the German soldiers would have been able to see the soldiers from 100 meters away.
但我无法承担误判的风险。
However, I cannot afford the risk of misjudgment.
那次对话就此终止。
The conversation ended there.
我已不再信任自己继续开口。
I no longer trust myself to speak.
后来在广岛之后
Later, after Hiroshima,
他声称自己当时的意图是暗示交战
He claimed that his intention at the time was to imply a conflict.
双方的物理学家应达成共识
Both physicists should reach an agreement.
不制造核武器
Do not manufacture nuclear weapons.
他试图借我之手向同盟国传递这一信息。
He tried to pass this information to the Allied countries by using my help.
然而，倘若这真是他的本意
，However, if this is indeed his intention,
那么他被深埋在暧昧与歧义之中。
So he was buried in ambiguity and discord.
以至于连我这个或许比世上任何人都更了解他的人，也未能听见。
To the point that even I, who may be more familiar with him than anyone else in the world, have failed to hear.
他说
He said,
他必须以隐喻言说
He must speak in metaphors.
因为任何直接的表达都可能令他以叛国罪被处决
Because any direct expression could lead to his execution for treason.
或许这是真的。
Maybe it's true.
或许不确定性的奠基者注定只能以不确定的方式言说。
Perhaps the one who strikes down uncertainty is destined to speak in an uncertain way.
或许那位证明
Perhaps that proof.
现实无法被完全观测的人
People who cannot be fully observed by reality.
本身也无法被彻底理解。
It is also impossible to be fully understood.
而我过于恐惧。
And I was too afraid.
过于愤怒。
Too angry.
也过于清楚。
It is too clear.
事态的严重性。
The severity of the situation.
终究未能听见他真正想表达的内容。
Ultimately, I failed to hear what he truly wanted to express.
我永远无法知晓。
I will never know.
你依然，这并非历史的失败。
You are not a failure in history.
而是他理论的具象化。
It is the embodiment of his theory.
我们告别了。
We said goodbye.
此后，我们再也无法以旧日的眼光看待彼此。那个曾如我第七个儿子的青年。
After that, we could no longer look at each other with the eyes of our youth, having added my seventh son to the mix.
离开了我的家。
Left my home.
重新走入战争之中。
Re-enter the war.
而他在那座公园里对我所说的一切。
And everything he said to me in that park.
无论其真实含义。
Regardless of its true meaning,
为何都伴随了我
Why have they always been with me?
余生两年之后
Two years after,
盖世太保来逮捕我与我的妻子玛格丽特
The Gestapo arrested me and my wife Margaret.
我们几乎一无所有地逃离了位于加士伯庄园的住所。
We escaped from the house at Jasper Manor practically with nothing.
只带着一个手提包。
Only with a handbag.
一瓶重水。
A bottle of deuterium.
以及一张德国反应堆设计的草图。
And a schematic diagram of a German reactor design.
我们在黑暗中从海滩小屋爬出。
We emerged from the beach hut in the dark.
登上一艘渔船横渡至瑞典一周后
After spending a week crossing the sea on a fishing boat,
我被装入一架英国文式飞机的炸弹舱氧气面罩失效
I was put into a British V-plane bomb bay oxygen mask.
当飞机在苏格兰上空打开舱门时
When the plane opened its doors over Scotland,
我在北海上空失去意识。
I lost consciousness in the northern sky.
他们一度以为我已经死去。
They once thought I was already dead.
但我活了下来。
But I survived.
随后
Subsequently,
我以尼古拉斯·贝克的化名前往洛斯阿拉莫斯参与建造那种武器。
I participated in the construction of that weapon as Nicholas Baker.
那正是我昔日学生在公园中向我提及的武器。
That's the weapon that my former student mentioned to me in the park.
有时我会反思这一切的讽刺。
Sometimes I reflect on the irony of all this.
学生向老师揭示一种武器的可能性。
Students reveal a possible weapon to the teacher.
老师为之震撼。
Shocked the teacher.
老师横渡大洋。
Teacher crosses the ocean.
险死于飞机炸弹舱中。
Perish in the airplane bomb compartment.
最终却在沙漠中的实验室里亲手参与制造。
Finally, he personally participated in the manufacturing in a laboratory in the desert.
那件令他恐惧的武器。
The weapon that made him fearful.
如果维尔纳当时是在警告我。
If Werner was warning me.
那么我对这警告的回应。
My response to this warning.
正是去实现他所警告的事物。
To achieve what he warned.
如果他是在试图招募我
If he was trying to recruit me,
那么他成功了
So he succeeded.
只是并非为他所期望的一方
It was not what he expected.
而如果他试图阻止这种武器的诞生
And if he tried to prevent the birth of this weapon,
那么我他的老师导师
So my teacher slash mentor,
他最信任的人却成了他失败的工具。
The person he trusted most became his tool for failure.
这份反讽
This irony,
我从未忽视
I have never ignored.
也从未摆脱战后
Never escaped from the post-war.
维尔纳宣称他曾有意拖延德国的核计划
Werner claimed that he had deliberately delayed Germany's nuclear program.
那次哥本哈根之行是他试图为和平寻求出路。
That trip to Copenhagen was his attempt to seek a way out for peace.
有人相信他。
Some believe in him.
有人不信，我给他写过信。
Some people don't believe that I wrote him a letter.
许多信。
Many letters.
试图理解他。
Trying to understand him.
当时的真正意图。
The true intention at that time.
我坐在书桌前。
I sat at my desk.
那张我们曾共同破解互补性原理之谜的书桌。
The desk we once shared where we solved the mystery of complementary principles together.
一稿又一稿地写下谨慎的字句。
One after another, carefully written words are put down.
试图重构那场摧毁了19年友谊的对话。
Trying to reconstruct the conversation that destroyed a 19-year friendship.
然而
However,
每写一次，我对他言辞的记忆便发生变化。
Every time I remember his words, my understanding of him changes.
每当我试图将其钉死其意义
Whenever I try to pin it down to its meaning,
便开始犹疑
Start to wonder.
仿佛那段对话本身也遵循着它的原理。
It seems that the dialogue itself also follows its principle.
对其进行观测的行为改变了它的本质。
The act of observing it changed its nature.
我能记住话语或记住情感。
I can remember words or remember emotions.
却无法同时把握。
However, it cannot be grasped simultaneously.
两者，最终，我一封信也没有寄出。
In the end, I never sent out a letter.
因为真相是，我已不再确定，不确定他是在坦白、警告、炫耀，还是恳求，不确定。
Because the truth is that I'm no longer sure whether he's being honest or whether he's trying to warn or persuade me.
我听到的是他的原意
I heard his original intention.
还是我所恐惧之物的投影不确定
Is it the projection of what I fear or something else entirely?
在晚公园中的人是敌人
That night, the people in the park were enemies.
还是我在世上最后的朋友
Am I the last friend you have?
那些信被封存
Those that were sealed,
直至2002年才被开启
opened in 2002.
那时我已去世40年
40 years ago, I had passed away.
维尔纳也已离世26年
Werner has also passed away 26 years ago.
他们并未给出答案
They didn't give an answer.
后来有一部关于那一夜的戏剧《哥本哈根》并获得托尼奖。
Later, a play about that night called Copenhagen was produced in Copenhagen and won the Tony Award.
他以多种版本重构我们的对话。
He rephrased our conversation in several versions.
而在每一个版本中
In each version,
真相皆不相同。
The truth is different.
剧作家所理解的是
What the playwright understood was
历史学家所未能完全把握的某些对话
Some conversations that historians had not been able to fully grasp
如同量子力学中的粒子
Like particles in quantum mechanics
你越是试图精确观测真相
The more you try to observe the truth precisely,
反而越发逃逸。
Instead, he became more and more withdrawn.
剧中维尔纳说
In the play, Werner says that
没有人理解我那次哥本哈根之行。
No one understood my trip to Copenhagen.
我一再解释
I have repeatedly explained.
然而解释的越多
The more you explain,
不确定性反而越深。
The more uncertain, the more uncertain.
不确定性只是在不断增长。
Uncertainty is constantly increasing.
或许。
Maybe.
这正是我这位学生最伟大发现的最终启示。
This is the ultimate revelation that I, as a student, have discovered.
确定性本就是一种幻觉。
Certainty is just an illusion.
不仅在物理之中。
Not only in the physical world.
亦在生命之中。
And life.
你可以知道位置或动量，却永远无法同时掌握两者。
You can know either the position or the magnitude, but never both at the same time.
而有些事情
Some things,
即便发生在两位增比式上
Even in the world of the two,
几乎任何人都更深刻理解
Almost everyone can understand.
宇宙之人之间
Among the people of the universe,
也将永远悬而未决
Will remain unresolved forever.
他教会我宇宙无法被完全认知。
He taught me that the universe cannot be fully understood.
我从未想到有一天我也无法完全理解它。
I never thought that one day I would be unable to fully understand him.
海森堡曾向我吐露他的秘密。
He confided his secrets to me, Heisenberg.
而他那一夜所说之语，至今仍无法解释。那位证明确定性不存在的人
，And the words he spoke that night still cannot be explained，
成为了物理史上最伟大的未解之谜
，Became one of the greatest unsolved mysteries in physics。
他的原理预示了这一切
，His theory foreshadowed all of this，
而他自身成为了证明密封的信件。
And he himself became a proof of the sealed letter.
已经开启。
It has been started.
谜团依然存在。
The mystery remains.